Hello and welcome everyone to Leaders in Elder Care, the interview series designed to share with you some of the many people who are doing great things to change the face of elder care as we know it today. I'm Ryan Malone, founder of Inside Elder Care and your host for the Leaders in Elder Care show. Before we start, I'd like to remind you to subscribe to this podcast. You can do so in a couple ways. The first way is you could go to leadersinelderscare.com and click on the top right-hand corner, the subscribe button. Or you can also subscribe through iTunes by searching for Leaders in Elder Care and clicking the subscribe button in iTunes. Let's go ahead and get started. Joining us today is Patricia Grace, CEO of Aging with Grace. Patricia has over 18 years experience in the senior health field and has recognized the needs of aging population and their families to found Aging with Grace. As a certified senior advisor, she offers in-depth knowledge on Medicare and Medicaid and long-term care insurances. She's worked extensively in the assisted living and long-term care industry, educating the elderly and their children on senior housing, Alzheimer's care, home care, and adult daycare options, and frequently appears on TV and radio discussing topics from senior housing to caregiver stress relief in the workplace. Patricia, you've also been involved in so many nonprofits, and I'll just name a few because I think it's fantastic that you're so involved. The Twilight Wish Foundation, CAPS, the Society of Certified Senior Advisors, National Association of Certified Geriatric Care Managers, and the list goes on. And in fact, in 2008, she served as the co-chair for the East Coast Aging Conference. So I'm going to take a breath because that's a lot. But how are you doing, Patricia?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Ryan, for asking.
Well, thanks for being with us today. You certainly have such great credentials, and being familiar with what you've done there, I'm really excited for the chat today. Let's go ahead and get started so that the listeners can get a good feel for what you're doing. What is
okay.
Aging with Grace, and why did you start it?
Okay. Well, Aging with Grace is a national elder care resource management company. And we started Aging with Grace to address the needs of working elder caregivers. The sandwich generation, the folks who are working full-time or part-time and caring for a family member. So that was really the goal of starting Aging with Grace. We certainly have continued to grow, and we now are working with not just working caregivers, but with a large retiree population.
So what was the challenge when you're sitting back and you saw some problem out there? What was the challenge that you wanted to address most that you founded the company to do?
Well, I think that the challenge that we really wanted to address was the fact that more and more Americans were forced to work full time. Caregivers are still to this day mostly women, and more women were being forced to work full time and care for an aging family member. And certainly as the graying of America continues, they needed resources. They needed to have a resource available to them that would listen to what they needed and then be able to offer a shoulder, wrap their arms around them, and then guide them through the process of accessing appropriate and relevant information for their particular need.
That's interesting. I know you have a lot of services, and I want to poke around a little bit about your business model because I think that's unique. But first of all, maybe you can share with everybody the types of services that you offer, and from an end user perspective, and what it is that they have access to when they join the Aging with Grace family.
Okay. Well, first, before we move to that direction, I would like to just introduce that my partner Rita Files is not able to be on the program with us this evening, but Rita has been instrumental in helping me to determine what are the most appropriate services and programs that caregivers are looking for. As a nurse and having many, many years working in the elder care industry within assisted living and home care, she really has a good understanding of what a caregiver needs, not always what they want, but what they need. And so when Aging with Grace looks to bring on an additional service or program or product, the criteria that we always look at is, does it relieve the stress of caregiving and does it increase the quality of life for an older person? If a program or a service or a product meets those two criteria, then we want to be looking at that more closely to bring that program or product to our members. Again, keeping in mind we are an elder resource management company. There are certainly referral placement services. There are referral services for housing. But what we're doing is bringing together resources across the continuum of care and across the spectrum of elder need. And then we're helping families to access those resources.
Interesting. And what kind of services does one typically get exposed to?
Well, they certainly get exposed to the traditional senior housing needs, but you know, many folks are really looking to age in place. So we're helping families to access in-home care. We're also helping them to access certified aging in place specialists, people that are interior designers or builders who have that accreditation. We also help people with personal alert systems, with the Aging with Grace personal alert system through National MedAlert. We also have a program called the RX Guardian, which helps a family to address the growing issue of polypharmacy with their aging adults. So we're looking at in-home safety programs. We're looking at medication management. We're also providing information and assistance with all of the services within the continuum of care. Another focus that Aging with Grace has always had is helping our veterans with the benefit for aid in attendance, helping people to understand that this benefit is available to them, what they need to do to qualify, providing them with that knowledge and helping them to know where to go and what to do on the veterans' website.
Interesting. So one of the things that was really neat when we first spoke, oh gosh, it seemed like months ago, was the target audience that you have initially. And I wanted to have you maybe share a little bit about that, because I think the folks that you started the company with and some of the relationships that you have now are really unique. And then the second part of the question is that your business model, I think, is also very unique in the way that you have a lot of freedoms that other folks, at least that are doing the referral and residential care stuff, do. So maybe you could share a little bit about that.
Sure. When I first started Aging with Grace, before Rita and I joined forces, I knew I had my focus was going to be on bringing this service to groups. I felt that would be the best business model would be to bring my service, and at that time it was geriatric care management, to labor unions. Living in Philadelphia, we're a very big labor city, and I knew from my husband's is a Teamster, and I knew just from his benefits that this was something that was very much needed. The average union member in this country is 46 years old. So if I wanted to provide a service and a program to address working caregiver stress, this was a great target audience. And I also knew from my own experience working in senior housing that this was an audience that was not being targeted for many reasons, political, economic. But the point that was consistently overlooked within the housing industry, within the senior service industry, is that these were folks that perhaps did not live in the most desirable zip codes, but these were the folks that had the means to pay for these services. Mm-hmm. And these were also the folks that the reason that their zip codes weren't as desirable is that there was no reason for them to ever leave their neighborhood. They paid off their house 15 years before their mortgage was due. They put three or four kids through college and one through law school. why would you leave? It's your neighborhood. And so, you know, as you well know, it's traditional, you know, in traditional marketing for senior services, everything's marketed on zip codes. So I recognized that this was a market that was very, very underserved. And I also knew that these were generally the working caregivers. So this is where I started. When Rita and I joined forces, there was an opportunity to deliver our program to a much broader union base, and that was through Union Plus. Union Plus is an affinity program for the AFL-CIO, and you know, just from hard work and a lot of luck, we were able to secure a national agreement for this organization to promote our program to 13 million families across the United States and Canada. It was Rita's idea to put together a business model that was a membership. And so we knew that we did not want to charge referral fees. We knew that we wanted to have the individual pay for our program or the employer. So we put together a business model that was a membership. And so our service is paid for by an employer, an association, a labor union, or it's offered as a voluntary benefit to these folks.
Uh-huh.
And so we have the freedom in working with a family. We are not provider-centric, as many of the elder referral services are. They're provider-centric because they generate revenue from from fees, referral fees. Aging with Grace does not. All of our revenue is generated from membership. Now, we do have a provider network on our website, in our program, and these folks, for the most part, are offering preferred provider pricing for our members. Now, they are listed on our website, but we charge an administrative fee to be listed of $25. So I'm sure we would all agree, although there's a small fee, yearly maintenance fee for our, to be listed, it's certainly not generating income. So we are not beholden to a provider. All of our focus is on what is right for an individual. And that certainly was very appealing to the unions, and our families really find that to be a much better way to go.
So it sounds, I guess maybe to translate, it sounds like the benefit that you have is that as a placement agency, at least that part of your business, you're not contractually obligated to recommend a community to someone who or with an agency or a community provider that they have a contract with. You can put somebody wherever they want as long as it's the right place for them. Is that what I'm hearing?
Right. I mean, and Aging with Grace sees that as a tremendous value to our members. That again, not being provider centric, not accepting referral fees from a provider. When we refer a family or when we work with a family to determine what are the most appropriate needs, it truly is a pure referral based on their psychosocial and clinical needs, their financial capability, and the geographic preference, for them. So, with your traditional referral agencies, they generally don't make money from any entity that provides that gets reimbursed from government funding. So that could take in home care in some cases. It certainly takes home health. It takes in nursing homes, some adult daycare programs. So very often there is no incentive to refer a family to that particular service. The money's generated through assisted living placement or independent living placement. So that's really where, it's human nature. If that's where you're going to be compensated, that's where you're going to refer. And we feel that having a member pay for our program, and it's very modestly priced for working families across the country, that we are able to provide the most appropriate information and resource. Placement or the facilitation of services certainly is a part you know, a good part of our service, but our program is much broader in scope. And so a lot of what we're doing is folks calling and, you know, getting advice on long-term care insurance, or, and again, we're not selling long-term care insurance, we're not providing legal advice or medical advice, but somebody who, you know, has a question, and they'll, you know, they know they're going to get, especially as it relates to housing, that they're going to get a discount, because what we do with senior housing providers is that we ask them to provide a discount for our member. We don't take a referral fee. And so, you know, people will call and ask questions, and we encourage that. People will become a member to utilize our website. You know, we have a wonderful caregiver library that's been that Rita has put together. We have a wonderful caregiver connection where there's all there's information and activities to relieve caregiver stress, to understand caregiver stress, to, I mean, it's just, it's such a wealth of information with our newsletter, with our blog, with the radio program that we do. And I now write for the National, I'm now the Senior Care, National Senior Care Examiner for examiner.com. So there's a lot of outside influence and information that is coming in that we then turn around and share with our members.
That's really cool. And if you can share, you said that the membership fee was nominal. What range is it?
Well, for a person that would be joining our program, it would be $34.95 for the year.
Oh, wow,
so
that's
nothing. Yes, and the purpose and the reason that it's structured that way is because we want to be able to appeal to a broad spectrum of folks. You know, if you a person of means, you know, services are available to you, you can pay for them, and it's fine. If you are very, very low income or, you know, below poverty, you have services that are paid for. They might not be plentiful, and they certainly could be cut in the near future, but at this point you have them. It's the working man and woman. It's the person making $50,000 a year that doesn't have the service. And so these are the folks that we're helping and that we're reaching. And, you know, I think most people, well, I know, you know, people that contact us, they'll say, oh, that's a month. And we say, no, a year. And so, again, if you are servicing a large number of people, then you're able to generate income on volume and numbers.
Got it. Well, that's really clever. I think that's neat. You know, one thing, when my mama got sick and you're looking around at the referral agencies, I had no idea that they all had contracts with the different groups. You just, you don't think because you don't know all of the
right
communities that are out there, so you just assume that you're getting referred to the best ones. So I think the way that you've done that is really clever, and the model seems a lot like AARP, which, as you know, is pretty successful.
It is, but it's interesting because one of the things that we have observed is that, you know, someone like an AARP, their business model is extremely successful, but their focus seems to be shifting, and so you have their focus is much more boomer. You know, focus, and so a lot of you know, their content has gone away from the elderly. And Aging with Grace is the exclusive provider of services for the Alliance for Retired Americans, and which is comprised of about 3.4 million retired working men and women, primarily union, but certainly non-union members are welcome and are currently among their members. And these are folks that, you know, have, you know, reached out to us because we are providing them with information that's relevant to them. We certainly, again, you know, we've never left our mission of helping the working caregiver. But, you know, in many cases, we're finding retirees that, you know, they are the caregiver. You know, they're 82 years old and they're caring for a spouse who is declining physically or cognitively. So, you know, in for Aging with Grace's purposes, a caregiver is a caregiver. Whether you're 46 years old and working a full-time job and you know, your college, you know, senior just moved back into the house, you recently graduated, just moved back in the house, and your father just moved back also. It doesn't matter to us. A caregiver is a caregiver. And so what we're doing is trying to provide that individual with information and service that will help eliminate the stress of that daily caregiving experience, but also increase the quality of life of the older person.
That's fantastic. So you just made an announcement recently. And so what was it? I didn't want to steal your thunder, but what was it?
Okay. Well, Aging with Grace is just introduced the Red Carpet Program, and we're very excited about this. The Red Carpet Program will be in conjunction with Holiday Retirement Living, but it will be it will offer some wonderful discounts for our members. It's a program that is available to Aging with Grace members. It's exclusive. And so anyone who will be listening to the podcast, you know, to learn more about it, I would urge you to call us at 1-800-626-9440. But it's going to offer some really some great discounts, and we're going to have a wonderful incentive program for the first 50 people that sign up. Now, can't make that announcement yet because it's not all finalized, but it will be very exciting and very worth your while. So I'm hoping that y'all will call us and to learn more about the program.
Very cool. So if people, you gave a phone number, but if people that are listening want to get either learn more about you or Rita or Aging with Grace or get in touch, why don't you give everyone some contact information, website address, et cetera. So
sure. Well, our toll-free number, our general toll-free number is 800-626-9440. And our website is www.agingwithgrace.net. And we have a wonderful blog that you can reach. You can Google AWG Care Connection, and it will bring you right to the Aging with Grace blog. And, you know, certainly feel free to call us. Rita, in her position as partner and COO, is really responsible for. She does all of the internal workings of the company. She is responsible for the blog, and when I say responsible, I say that with great affection because it's a wonderful blog and a wonderful website, and she has done a marvelous job. So, we're fortunate to have each other as partners. I can say that it's. So, you know, please visit the website and visit the blog, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Well, great. Thanks so much. You know, it's always a pleasure talking to you because every time I talk to you, you're doing something new, and it's wrapped around that same creative business model, which is adding so much value, and I appreciate you continuing to move the needle, and we appreciate you being a leader in elder care.
Well, thank you, Ryan. It's quite an honor to be considered, and we too admire the work that you're doing. So, thank you very much for having me on.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks again for your time. For our listeners, a reminder: be sure to visit two websites. The first is Inside Elder Care. It's a by families for families approach to help families deal with elder care issues. You can see it on the web at insideeldercare.com. And then the second one recently launched is called Portrait of Our Parents. It's a storytelling website designed to share all those little memories that you have of an older family member or friend that make them who they are. And it's available at www.portraitofourparents.com. Have a fantastic day. Thanks for listening, and come back and listen again soon.